Good morning and welcome back to our channel at Morning English. I'm Jenny.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听我们今天又一期的早安英文。
So today, Kara, we're gonna look at the word name. Now, we all know this word for sure, and we all have a name, but let's look at it in a bit more detail.
我们今天要讲一个词儿，就是 name 这个词。大家可能都会觉得说 ，Oh, come on, I know this word。但是呢，我们一直讲说，提升口语啊，它有一个小诀窍，就是活用小词。所以今天呢，带大家来好好认识一下这个你觉得熟的不行、熟的不能再熟的小词。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注“早安英文”。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到了。
So, what is a name? Well, a name can be used to identify a class or category of things or a single thing. So, basically, we use it for identification.
所以呢，我们首先来细聊一下作为名词表示名字的这个意思。
Well, our names can be broken down into three parts. So, we have our first name or given name, a middle name and a family name or a surname or last name. So, those three are the same word.
对，就是是这么一回事儿啊，在英文当中呢，他们的名字有三个部分，你可以直接按照这个先后顺序，就是从左到右啊，依次把他们叫做 first name, middle name, and last name。另外呢 ，first name 因为是他们的名，那名是父母给取的，所以它又叫做 given name， 被给的这么一个名字嘛。然后 last name 是他们的姓，也就是家族传下来的，所以又叫做 family name， 当然也可以叫做 surname。
Now, in English, we say our name in that order. So, how about in Chinese?
Well, in Chinese, we say our family name first and then give a name.
Okay, and I also believe that when you get married in China, you don't take on your husband's family name like we do in the UK.
Yeah, right, we don't. But our children usually use their father's family name.
Okay.So, we can also give our pets names so they become part of our family as well.
对，就很多朋友会给自己的狗狗啊，或者猫啊，就是给自己的宠物取名字，因为就是感觉把他们当作家人一样嘛。So, let's look at the three parts in a bit more detail.
Okay, sure. So, the first one is our given name or our first name. And this is the name we probably use the most in our daily lives.
对，就比如说 Jenny 或 Jack 或 David 或 Justin 等等等等，就平时在生活当中啊，朋友之间相称，一般会直呼你的这个 first name.
So when we are born, it's our parents' jobs to give us this name. Now, sometimes we're named after someone, or we're given a name that our parents think is good or has some kind of meaning to it.
对 my given name means fragrance, yeah, a kind of pleasant smell.
Oh, nice. we can also make our names short. So, for example, my real name is Jennifer, but I like to shorten my name to Jenny.
And like Kathy is a shortened version of Catherine. 就如果你名字太长的话呢，我们也会念一个缩短的形式。
Okay, so then we can move on to our middle name. Now, in the UK, we normally have a middle name that is after someone special in our or our parents' life. So, my middle name, I don't particularly like it very much, but it's after my grandmother, and it's Mary.
Yeah. So, this middle name is not necessary. There are people who don't have it, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's just up to your family if they decide to give you a middle name or not.
那这个 middle name 呢，我们翻译成中文啊，可以叫做中间名，或者也可以叫自取名。它并不是所有的人都有，也是父母给取的。那有的时候呢，它会是比如说亲朋好友当中比较有名的人的一个 given name， 也有可能是用来就是。寄予厚望啊，对自己的孩子寄予厚望，或者呢是父母特别喜欢的名字，也有的时候可能是母亲的姓啊，等等等等。那有的时候呢，在书面在写这个 middle name 的时候呢，我们会取它的首字母，比如说什么 William Bruce Davis， 我们有的时候就会写成 William B. Davis。
So do you have middle names in China?
I don't think so. I mean, there are lots of people have two characters as their given name, but it doesn't count as middle name, I guess.
Oh, okay. I understand. So then we have our last name, as in our family name. So this is the name our family share. When my parents got married, my mother took on my father's name as a symbol of togetherness. And then the children also use the same name.
Yeah, in China, the children also use their father's name, but the mother has a different name. I mean, keep their own family name.
So why do women in China not take on their husband's name?
Yeah, 是一个好问题, it's a good question. Actually, long ago, women in China also took on their husband's names when they got married. And even today, some of the upper classes also follow this tradition, I think.
Okay, so why did they change it?
Actually, we changed that in 1949, mainly on the pursuit of equality between men and women.
Okay, so in the UK, we can also, though, use both our names together. So you can use your family name and then your husband's name afterwards. So you can have like a double-barreled name.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, as I said, my mother changed her name to my father's name. But we could also refer to the name my mother used before as her maiden name. This means the name she had before she was married.
Maiden. How do you spell the word maiden?
M-A-I-D-E-N.
那这个 maiden name 呢，就是我们中文当中常说的娘家姓。
Okay, so we have another way we can use name, and this is to call someone a name. This may be something mean like you're a fat pig or you're an ugly person.
That's not so nice.
Yeah, you're right. Calling names is not so good. But we have an old English saying, and it's sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me.
这个非常的押韵啊 That's a cool phrase, but I wouldn't totally agree. 就是什么意思呢他说棍棒和石头和石块会打碎我的骨头但是呢恶语也就是恶毒的话却永远无法伤害到我 But I think it depends on the person who said it.
I guess so. And for those whom we love and care about, it should be sticks and stones do break our bones, but names...can wound more deeply.
Exactly. Sometimes you could really use your words as weapons.
But for those who don't really know us, just don't worry about them.
对。
You know, if they call your names, just forget about it.
就是那些就感觉他并不是真的认识你不熟悉的人说一些关于你的坏话这种就不要放在心上。所以这个短语呢大家记下来叫做 call somebody names, 叫做给某人取外号或者说用恶毒的语言重伤某人。那注意两个点啊第一个是 somebody, 而不是 ones, 也就是说他应该要讲 call me names, 而不是 call my names。那第二个呢就是 name, 也注意要用复数形式。
Okay, so the last part we're going to talk about today is nicknames. So nicknames are often used in Western culture, and this is maybe because we have many friends with the same name, so it's easier to remember, or as some kind of joke about a friend.
所以有的时候就是也许你的某个朋友灵感一来呀，你就莫名其妙多了一个 nickname, 昵称外号。
So do you have a nickname, Kara?
I think Kara.It comes from the pronunciation of Kara.
Yeah, okay.
And I actually have a bunch of other nicknames, which I wouldn't tell you in a podcast. So what about you? Do you have any nicknames?
Not really. Because I shortened my name, I guess that's kind of like my nickname.
So Jenny.
Yeah.
Okay, 好的吧。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以看到了。那我们今天的节目呢，就和大家聊到这里了。关于 name 这个词的用法，那今天节目就到这儿了。我是卡拉
，and I'm Jenny。
我们下期再见吧，拜拜，
拜拜。